Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Say that one more time.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Oh, you said my race?
Yes, your race.
Oh, I'm black.
All right, thank you. So, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Oh, I'm definitely voting.
All right, thank you.
And it'll probably be for Trump.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 26.
26 or 46?
26.
26. All right, thank you. So, could you please rate your level of motivation in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so would you mind rating it then?
That's a 7.
A 7. All right, thank you. So generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Have you been following, like, very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Pretty closely. Relatively closely.
All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
No, I voted for Biden last time.
All right. But do you personally consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, and an Independent?
Oh, I don't like neither of them. I'm Independent.
Independent. All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very, very disapprove.
All right, strongly disapprove. Thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. All right, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. All right. Thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? And the list goes: protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, border security, reducing crime, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 public school education, or making college more affordable and forgiving student debt?
Really all of them, but I would say probably just really national debt. They need to get rid of that.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means that you like these people, you have favorable opinions about them. 0 is the opposite, so 0 is like you have very unfavorable opinions about them, or a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Democrats in Congress.